With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. And welcome into the Fantasy Hockey Podcast presented by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Justin Bruni, and returning as my co-host for another fantasy hockey season is my brother, Nick Olzak. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Glad to be back on the show. It's been a minute, but long off season. A lot happened in the playoffs this off season as well for the NHL, so I'm ready to dive right back into it and talk some more fantasy hockey.
Yep, got a lot of new faces and new places. We'll definitely be covering them today. In this episode, to kick off the season, we are going to be jumping into a best puck classic draft on Underdog. Nick and I are both going to grab some teams here. We're going to get one started. We have a tournament literally right on deck, almost perfectly set up for us. Two teams left to enter. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead and press yes, and we're going to jump in.
All right, let's do it.
Did you get in there?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Hopefully we are both in. Ah, I see you. It worked out perfectly. I've been sitting on this tournament for like, I don't know, last 40 minutes, making sure me and Nick and I were going to be able to get in. Cause I'll tell you what, like Underdog's a great platform. They're always running best ball tournaments for all sorts of sports, but man, the hockey ones, they take a while to fill up. So we were able to sneak in here as the last two players and we're going to get going here. Nick, I think you have the second pick overall. Where's your head at in the beginning of the draft? Like, I guess I shouldn't say obviously, but most folks, including myself, are, leaning Connor McDavid 101. I took him in my first draft so far this season. Are you leaning, kind of chalk with Draisaitl, or do you feel any extra upside to grab Austin Matthews second overall?
Honestly, not sure right now. Just looking at it, I like Matthews and I also like McKinnon. But if I recall, I remember McKinnon can play center and right wing, at least in fantasy in that respect. So that gives him a little bit more edge. I got a little bit more hope in Colorado than I do Toronto, if I'm being completely honest. But honestly, with these two, it's a coin flip. But thinking at the end of the day, I'm going to go Austin Matthews, just a safe pick.
I like the upside for Austin Matthews just because he gets more pucks on net. He's probably going to get anywhere from like 40 to 60 extra shots over Draisaitl and definitely a lot more over McKinnon. I wouldn't be considering McKinnon second overall. I like Draisaitl or Matthews. For me, that's the coin flip there between the two. Draisaitl's ADP on Underdog is actually pick number 4. That's interesting. Very right on the nose too. All right, so we see Connor McDavid go number 101. Nick with Austin Matthews, 202. What's your inclination to grabbing a goalie early? I took Shesterkin number 10 overall in a format like this. I'm about to have my pick at number 6.
I think it's really solid to have a goalie, especially in this platform. Probably grab one in the second round. Second, third round, I think, is best. But then again, there's also a lot of low-value options that are going to be playing a lot of games this year, like someone like a Jake Ottinger who might not have that much value coming into the year, or Ilya Samsonov or Matt Murray, one of those guys, even one of the Boston boys. There's like a lot of options that are low percentage owned that you can for sure get a lot of starts out of, I think.
I'm having trouble here with my first pick. I got number 6 overall, and I can't make up my mind between Cooch or Makar. I feel like it's still a little bit early for Kale. You know what? I'm gonna get fruity with it. I'm gonna go Cale Makar 6 overall. I saw him go number 8 earlier. Yeah, I mean, I feel like all these guys that are up front, like Ovechkin, Kucherov, Pasternak, Tkachuk, like they're all they're all kind of right there. They're all at an even threshold for me. I like Mikko Rantanen at ADP 13.4. I think that's pretty solid. I would be just as likely to take Mikko over some of those other guys like Ovechkin, Kucherov, Tkachuk. You know, I think he's just as good, if not better. So, I mean, for seeing his name about five, you know, names lower, even with a defenseman ahead of him, you're going to get some goalies mixed into there. I might be able to get one of those guys on the way back through. Maybe maybe Mikko or Shesterkin, like I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. All right. So after me went Ovechkin, I guess to go through the whole draft here, we had Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Nathan MacKinnon, Draisaitl at number four, Kaprizov at number five. I took Makar at number six, then Ovechkin, then Kucherov. We are at pick nine right now. And in
still
this
some
format,
good options here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's why I went with a little bit more of a heavier pick on defense, just because I feel like my next pick, I'm going to get a guy that's just as good, if not, you know, the same level as the guys that were drafted, you know, 8 to 10 picks ahead.
Mm-hmm. And in these leagues like this, it's really important, especially during our regular season, to have one really solid defenseman. I've seen you in years past, you run a system where you'll run two or three defensemen all year. You just get a couple solid guys. I think the one year it was Martinez and Theodore that like ran it up for your team that one year.
And then I think the following year I did Petrangelo and Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
That one worked out pretty well. I think I won that year.
Yeah, you're coming up here with another pick. What's going through your head on this one?
I'm thinking goalie or a heavy scorer. You know, the names that I'm seeing available up top that I don't believe are going to be there, like Kyle Connor, I think he's going to come off the board. Barkov's probably going to come off the board. Connor just went at 2-3. So continuing through the rounds, it went, you know, after Kucherov, then Shesterkin, Brady, Tkachuk, Pasternak, Rossi, Mikko, Tkachuk, Connor, Barkov. And now I'm a couple of picks away here. So now looking at Timo Meier, Mitch Marner, Gonsol, Huberto. I like Huberto in Calgary. I think that top line is going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be vicious.
Unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. I don't know. I'm thinking goalie, to be honest here, because you know, I got some names circled that are coming up. They're kind of like my ADP targets. Like Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad. He's kind of falling in this format. Those guys are going like at ADP like 35 through 40. And right now I'm at about pick 19. So I feel like I might be able to get either one of those guys from a scoring aspect. I know this is definitely not like.
Oh, and Vasilevsky goes right before.
Yeah. See, that would have been the nice pick there. And, you know, I feel like you, Saros, Hellebuck, or Markstrom will be available for me on the next way through, at least one of them. So I'm going to probably pass on goalie here. I got about 13 seconds left under the clock. I'm going to go Johnny Hockey. Let's see what he does in Columbus here. New place and a new face in a new place.
No, him and Laine playing together is going to be very interesting over there in Columbus.
Well, somebody's got to score, so I mean, I'll take it. He's going to play a lot. He's going to be on the power play. Going to be logging a lot of minutes.
I'm coming up here. I got to see what kind of options we're working with.
It feels like it's just so deep. Like I feel like I really can't go wrong with any pick, and that's kind of why I want to, you know, kind of hedge my bets with some of these, you know, lower margin plays, like, you know, high end defense and goalie.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. All right, we're gonna make this play here on Victor Hedman.
Yeah, I like
locked him up last year. He was really solid for my fantasy team.
Yeah, see, Mika Zibanejad, like, I mean, maybe it's just because the scoring on underdog is more spread out, but I'm typically taking him like in the first round of, you know, like a 12 team fantasy draft, you know, like just year long. And not like he's ever going to fall off your roster at any time. So for him going at pick 80 or pick 39 for his ADP is just off the charts for me. I'm probably going to take him here unless Stamkos falls to me. I feel like, oh, you just took Hedman, so you're probably not taking him, but yeah, I feel like I'm going to be able to get, I feel like I'm going to be able to get him here with my next pick, probably Mika.
And yeah, I just locked up Jacob Markstrom, solidifying that goaltending position.
Yeah, this one's moving really. This draft is moving really fast. I wanted to try and keep up pick by pick here, but it's kind of flying off the board. Stamkos just went, so I'm going to take Mika. If I could get back to my, there we go.
Him and Sydney the Kidney have been your boys in years past.
I almost took earlier today when I did my first round of this, I almost took Crosby with McDavid. Now it's like, oh, yeah, that would have been cool. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I just didn't need to. Did I take Mika Zibanejad in that one? I think I did. No. The one I did earlier, I loaded up with, like, later centermen, like Braden Point, who's a great value at 62.7 ADP. Rupe Hintz, those are just two top-line centers that are going to be on some pretty explosive lines. Playing alongside Pavelski, Robertson, and then of course Point with Kucherov and Stamkos, like getting those guys at that value is amazing. And they're playing up the middle of the ice, so they're just constantly involved in the action. I love those values.
Yeah, you got to wonder how Braden Point will play this year after suffering some injuries in the Stanley Cup Finals last year that had him sidelined. You think that he rebounds as his normal self?
I don't know. I don't know what's what it is with. The water down in Tampa, I guess that's maybe not the best time to put out that pun, you know, given the circumstances of the weather down there. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like these guys heal up really quickly down there. I mean, we've seen Stamkos be gone for a long period of time, comes back and he's fine. We've seen Kucherov do the same. So I don't know. I just feel like everything's going to kind of fall into place when you're playing on the top line with that talent. You know, the production just kind of finds itself, you know, it finds its way to you, you know. Right, so far I've got Mika Zibanejad, Johnny Hockey Goudreau, and Kale McCarr. Definitely gonna need to load up on a goalie here, but kind of balancing things around. Who's your roster right now?
Right now I have Austin Matthews, Victor Hedman, and Jacob Markstrom.
I like it.
Took Markstrom a little early, but he's a lock in Calgary. He's gonna be pretty solid there with the additions they add. Dude. And I'd argue that he'll probably have a possible Vezina season this year.
No, I 1,000% agree. The draft that I did earlier, I took Markstrom as my second goaltender behind Igor Shesterkin. That was the same one where I drafted, you know, those centermen late. You know, I was still able to get some top-end scoring in guys like Matthew Tkachuk, Artemi Panarin. I might be getting Panarin again. Is he available still? Probably not. That was probably like 10 picks ago. I forget. But I can't be doing that. I need to focus on getting a goalie. Getting a little little too excited. I might be getting some more Jake Oettinger, Nick. Man, Jake Oettinger, I'm feeling him this year. I'm just feeling the Dallas Stars. Like, they look really good on paper. I love how they're looking on defense. I'm very excited about Miro Heiskanen, who's another really good value. Thought I had his name. I guess I don't. I don't know his ADP off the top of my head, but I've been grabbing him a bunch as well. 116. His ADP is 116. Miro Heiskanen, and he's a guy that I feel like, you know, could probably crack 50 points this year. You know, John Klingberg's now with the Ducks. I think there's going to be, you know, a couple extra minutes to go around on the power play for him. I like him, you know, to kind of quarterback that group. So, yeah, feeling really good about the Dallas Stars and Jake Oettinger, and no more Holtby. You know, so he doesn't really have like that. Like split, you know, split start narrative. Really, I mean, obviously, no goalie. In today's game is getting a bulk of heavy starts, but I got to feel like there's a little bit more opportunity for him to get, you know, at least, you know, 5 to 6 extra starts now.
Oh, interesting. I'm up here. Ooh. All right. I got an idea here. Going with Will Nye, the hockey guy.
Okay. Stacking up some Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't hate it. They put up offense. That's for sure. You know,
all right,
it doesn't necessarily breed success for them, but you know,
It's not playoff success, but it's success. Yeah.
So we're now into the fifth round here. What are some picks so far that you've seen that you haven't really liked? Maybe whether it's on my team, your team, somebody else's. You know, where are some spots where you feel like some of these picks were overreached? This is a live. These aren't computers or anything.
I think Jack Hughes was one of them. I think he still has a lot of potential, but I'm not sure the level he's going to be able to play at right away. Because he did miss a lot of last year, and he went really, really high in this draft. And I
round
actually
four is pretty high for a guy that may fringe on like waivers, you know, for regular fantasy hockey, right? I feel like that is a little bit rich. I wouldn't be recommending for folks to go out and spend that type of draft capital, you know, in their fantasy hockey drafts. Which this is kind of a prelude to, because you know we're trying to give, you know, the best picks available, you know, from a best ball perspective, right? Which are going to be the players that, you know, maintain the most value throughout the entire season, not, you know, fringe roster players. I'm back on the clock here. I'm seeing defense kind of fly off the board. I like Moritz Seider sitting here. His ADP is at 47. I am at pick 54. You know what I really like about Mo Sider, and I'm going to go ahead and grab him right here, is the contact, all the physical play. If you're playing in a league that's, you know, giving you points for hits or just has hits as a category, you got to roster Mo Sider. I know that a lot of people are you know, projecting regression, excuse me. He's going to take a dive. You know, maybe he does in goals and assist totals, but I still feel like he's going to have a very safe, you know, just scoring base from, you know, his activity on the puck, you know, the takeaways, the checking, the power play, ice time, the shots on goal, the blocks as well. Just about every league is going to reward blocks in some form or fashion. So I feel like he does, you know, just so much of everything else. And as long as there's a steady bit of scoring, like he's going to be absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm. And no, yeah, for his size too, watching him play, he's got phenomenal edge work. He's really good moving the puck behind the net, spinning away from forwards and forecheckers. And he just does a really good job of his own zone, being able to get the puck out and get it out quickly. And yeah, last year he was pretty solid in the assist category. So I'd hope to see this year he puts in a few more goals. And yeah, I think Mo Sider's for sure a pretty solid option in any league.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to hit a quick word from our sponsors. We're probably going to have a pick or two made while we go through these, so we'll be sure to review those as we come through. Thinking of joining WinBet? Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature that's just one click away. You just select the game that you want, build your own parlay, and start building that monster bet. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700.
PromoGuys.us is the best place to go if you're interested in EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts an even deeper EV analytics right to your fingertips. I've got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they're some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what your team is probable to win, but they tell you the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you're missing out on the insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is Promo Guy is running a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguys.us and check out their 100% track, transparent, and proved method for betting smarter. So you can check out promoguys.us.
And you're on the clock.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going back and forth there.
You got a solid amount of time. I made one pick while we were going through the reads. I was able to grab another goalie. I took Jack Campbell, also another one that I'm excited about. This is the second time that I've actually gotten this exact pairing of Jake Oettinger and Jack Campbell so far. So a lot of confidence there. And I like their ADPs. You know, you're getting Jack Campbell at pick 64, somewhere in that range. You know, I like that. I got him at 6'7". You know, not really spending that high draft capital. You know, you can get a lot of scoring on the upfront. Because no matter what, there's going to be those scores that you really like at the top of the charts. You know, you're just kind of picking your poison.
Yeah, right away here, I'm stacking up on defense. Just grab Dougie Hamilton from New Jersey. I think New Jersey has a lot of upside this year. They've got a lot of potential to be a really good hockey club. Darnell Nurse, just another one of those locks. Really solid. Darnell always locks it down in Edmonton. Really solid own in fantasy. And so now we need one more goalie, one more defenseman, and a handful of forwards.
Really loading up on goalie and defense in this one. I'm kind of feeling Quinn Hughes for my next pick. I mean, the kid had 50-plus assists last year. 60-plus assists, excuse me, 60. I mean, a lot of offense there. I kind of like where I'm getting him at. I'm not going to lie. This will not be the first time that I've selected him thus far. So go ahead and fire him away. I only have Mika Zibanejad and Johnny Gaudreau on offense. That's it. I got Kel McCarr, Mo Sider, Quinn Hughes, Oettinger, and Jack Campbell. So we got to start breaking out some lottery tickets here. But realistically, like, there's plenty of 30 plus goal scorers available still. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. What do you think about the guy before you picking up Alexander Georgiev from the Colorado Avalanche when he's still unsure? No, because I think Francouz is going to get the starts in Colorado.
Yeah, I call him Francouz, but that's all right. That's cool. We can call him what you call him. But yeah, exactly. Pavel is my guy. I mean, he was he was doing it there last year. He was so incredibly efficient for them throughout the playoffs and the regular season. To me, it just feels like it's going to be his job at least to start the season. But you know, even with Grubauer there, they did a pretty even split. You know what I mean? Like it just kind of constantly came down to that. So I just feel like that may still be the narrative there. But what I like to do in this situation is to simply just take the guy that goes second. You know, I see in the rankings that people are valuing Georgiev more. You know, I think Georgiev was playing on a very good Rangers team. You know, even when he got action behind Shesterkin, he was playing behind a very good squad. I like the Avalanche this year. No, you know, no real downgrades on defense. They did lose Nazem Kadri on offense, but I feel like they'll make up for that. Feel like they could potentially be a buyer, you know, sometime in the early part of the season or at the deadline for, you know, someone, you know, maybe a little bit more scoring friendly up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not really too excited about Alex Newhook, you know, leading off that second line, mainly because I'm just so high on Valeri Nichushkin. Like, I would really like for them to kind of, you know, get another solid piece to throw up the middle of the lineup there next to him. But, you know, it's all good. Mm-hmm. I'll still be probably grabbing Nichushkin in this one. He's going around pick 116. We got plenty of space between now and then.
Anyone in the Avalanche top six is definitely someone to grab. They just produce so much. It's absurd.
Who did I want to ask you about in that top six, though?
Arturi Lehkonen?
No, Evan Rodriguez.
Oh.
Evan Rodriguez, because I talked so much smack about Evan Rodriguez last year. And I mean, like, a lot. Like, don't
he was a friend of the, he was a friend of the show. Yeah, he made appearances here.
I'm on the clock here, getting excited about Evan Rodriguez. Let's see. How about someone who plays center? I only got a couple of those. You know, Matt Duchene. There you go. 40 goal scorer. Like, signed, sealed, delivered. Oh yeah, you can get plenty of 40 plus goal scorers this late in the draft. Yeah, no problem. 43 and 45 last season. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pick, what did I get him at? 91. His ADP is 111. I'm bringing him up the board. Have no concerns about it. Lose no sleep on that. Don't be a slave to ADP. You got to make your stands. And just know your guys. You know, like Duchene, someone that I owned last year. You know, it's a lot of it's, you know, through familiarity with your own experience. I tell you what, I had a lot of Tyler Toffoli last year. I'll be drafting him at the end of this one, too. Unless Nick gets to him first somehow.
Yeah, not sure what I'm doing yet. I got a little bit of an idea.
Yeah, we are flying through this draft, by the way. We are already at pick 810. It's only been about like 20 minutes or so. We are flying right through this thing. What I was doing earlier was taking forever. It's halfway through the draft, just for reference.
Let's see.
Yeah, you're up, bud.
Oh, yeah. Locking going up the Von Taze.
Going with the Taves. It's not Johnny. All right, you're back up on the clock already. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is really fast. I wonder if these guys are autoing. I can't really tell.
We got some interesting options here.
After you make this pick, give another recap of your team, and then after my next pick, we'll probably hit another quick word from the sponsors, because like I said, we're flying through this thing.
So yeah, right now at the center position we have Austin Matthews and Jordan Kyrou, who I just drafted. And then we've got Nikolai Ehlers and William Nylander. Defensively is already rounded out. We got Victor Hedman, Dougie Hamilton, Darnell Nurse, and Devon Toews. And in the goal, we only have one goalie right now, and Jacob Markstrom.
Right on. So I got Mika Zibanejad, Matt Duchene at center, Johnny Gaudreau at winger, my only winger or forward so far, Kale McCarr, Moritz Seider, Quinn Hughes on defense, Jake Ottinger, and Jack Campbell in net. Who are some late-round goalies that you're looking at?
I haven't looked too deep yet, but
well, you're gonna need to soon here.
I mean, Vitek Vanacek is one I think is going to be a really good value option. Logan Thompson and or Laurent Brossoit could be really good. Let's see, Ilya Samsonov, because you don't know who's going to get the net over there. Jonathan Quick is another one. He's going to be getting a lot of starts on an LA team who coming into the year, they're going to.
Do you know what's up with Cal? I know he's hurt right now.
I don't know exactly what's up with him.
That's the only reason I would say, Quick's going to get a lot of starts is because Cal's, might be out for a little bit. I think another one to add in there is Logan Thompson. I think he's going to have that job delivered in Vegas. I think, Leonard's hurt for the season, so I think that's going to be him all the way. Let's hit a quick word, though, from the sponsors. We'll be right back after this, and we'll get back into the picks here. I know who's going to be up soon. We got a little bit of a reprieve here, so yeah, quick word. All right, No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. You can play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, and earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and bet 20 times your entry if you hit on all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and even NASCAR. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get your first deposit match up to $25.
If you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that sold 10 million subscribers. Thanks to Babbel, addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross-learning the new language off your list. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in less than 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their learning lessons, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by native speakers, not computers. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps to improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey with Babbel today.
And Nick, I'm not sure if you've heard about Odds Trader, but it's a place where you can compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of their games and betting activity. Go over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, it's the number one site for all of your game day bets. Okay, and I just took Oliver Bjorkstrand. He is my third forward taken now, or third winger, I should say. So I've got Johnny Gaudreau. Claude Giroux was the pick after that, and I've got Bjorkstrand, who's now going from Columbus to Seattle. Was a very good scorer last year. I like him going over to Seattle. New face in a new place, if you will. A lot of opportunity. Is he going to get to play with Matty Beniers?
Ooh, I don't know. We'll have to see how the structure of the lines, and I'm up again.
They have them on the top line. Matty Beniers, Oliver Bjorkstrand, and Ryan Donato.
That checks out.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. Low-key love the Seattle jerseys, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty solid.
All right. You're up 2 seconds. Who'd you get?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're up again.
Oh,
these guys around you got to be auto picking or something, because I don't know. This picks is moving stupid fast.
Yeah. All righty.
You got to make up for that one.
Oh, yeah. I got to find something good here.
You got 10 seconds.
Next,
feel the pressure. Who'd you get?
Taylor Hall.
Can't really go wrong with the Taylor Hall pick, especially on a Bruins team that has no one healthy.
Taylor Hall is for sure going to get 30 goals this year. He's a solid lock for that.
I've got Miro Heiskanen again. So now on defense, I've got Cale Makar, Mo Sider, Quinn Hughes, and Miro Heiskanen. I'm probably not going to draft another defenseman. I feel pretty good about that group. Going to stack up on late centers and maybe another goalie here or there. We're coming up on pick 12. Yeah, we're going to be coming up on my 12th pick here. We are at 11:10. Let's look at some other names that we can talk about that are going late here that are available right now.
Yeah, Tyler Toffoli just went.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. Tyler Toffoli now playing on the top line with Brady Tkachuk going down to Florida, or Matthew Tkachuk, excuse me, sorry. And going to be playing on that top line with Huberto and Lindholm. I think just good things are going to happen there. Obviously, when he came to Calgary, you know, the light switch kind of turned on, had some of the best production that we've seen from him since, like, what, he was a rookie? Since he's with the Kings. So I don't know what's going on up there in Calgary, but Tyler Toffoli getting it done up there. Seems like he's liking the new sweater.
Oh, yeah. And he played a lot throughout that lineup. He was like a bottom six guy in some half times during the year. Yeah, he played all over the place.
He was playing on that third line with Mikael Backlund, and they were getting it done. Was playing on the second line with, I still don't even, is it Mangiapane, Mangiapane?
Yeah, Mangiapane.
Yeah, whatever, that guy. And they were lighting it up. They were scoring a lot, but of course that's, you know, Mangiapane's like MO. He's a shooter, he's a scorer. But, you know, getting to play alongside Toffoli, that was beneficial to both of them. I'm just hoping, him coming up the lineup is going to mean exactly more of that. So, yeah, very good fit. Love that pick.
Let's see.
I'm on the board.
Carter Hart just went here. Interesting. No.
I don't like that.
The Flyers team is going to be brutal. No Couturier for the time being.
Yeah, just a critique that I would still be going like Vitek Vanacek, Philip Grubauer, Spencer Knight. Yeah, I would prioritize all those guys. I'm going to go Vincent Trocheck here. I know I'm going with another Rangers center, and that may not be a great idea, but I love the value. Going to be playing alongside Artemi Panarin on that second line. Feels like he can be kind of like a big part of their offense. I like taking that pick at 142, and it was my pick 139. So I'm getting him at pretty decent value. I'm not really reaching or feeling like I just like have to take him. Just love the Rangers this year. I think that they're really built to win. You know, team that can put up easily 4+ goals any night. Yeah, love him, like I said, playing alongside Panarin.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. No, he's going to be really solid. I'm bummed Nick Suzuki went. I was eyeing him up. Got the captaincy in Montreal, and it's crazy. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of those Montreal fans are throwing some shade at him because he's one of the first captains in a minute that doesn't speak French. French. Yeah.
You know what he's got to do? He's got to download Babbel. Use that code. Come on, Nick Suzuki. We got you, brother. You're on the board, bud.
I know. I just snagged Jonathan Quick up, so I'm going to be looking at some other options here.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it says you haven't grabbed him, but I saw that other pick. Yeah, because whoever this person is, Chaz Effa, man, he put down his money and was like, I'm out of here. I don't know what happened to that dude, but he is not here drafting. Which is kind of lame, because that's kind of the whole point of coming to Underdog is like, hey, you know, you want to get like a good live draft in, and there's money on the line, you know, like it actually means something at the end of the day, you know?
No, yeah, I just locked up Matty Beniers. I'm taking a chance with him.
Yar. So I got him like much later. So while I'll say that's a good pick, might be a little too soon, but whatever. Yeah. Take your shot. Take your shot. Did Vitek Vanacek already go? Sons of a... He's going to take a goalie with this pick.
I know Grubauer's still there. Jake Allen's still there.
Yeah, I know. And they're probably also going to be there. So I'm gonna hold off. I got about 15 seconds here. I'm thinking Troy Terry. I'm thinking Alex Tuck. I'd love me some Alex Tuck, but he just plays on a bad team.
Yeah. Same thing with like a Tage Thompson. I almost wanted to take him early, but that Buffalo team.
I went Mangiapane, had 35 goals last year. You know, kind of like I've been saying throughout this whole thing is I'm just trying to grab, you know, late scores, that late value. So he is at, you know, ADP 159, and I took him at 150. So maybe that's a bit of a reach, but, you know, the names that are ahead of him, they're not burying the puck in the net at the same rate, not even close. You know, Matt Boldy was an interesting thought there, but, you know, am I going to buy that the streak is going to continue? Or have that's a 30 goal plus score, but, you know, is he going to keep it rolling? Alexi Lafreniere would have been an interesting one there. I feel like Lafreniere could potentially get moved up to maybe the second or third line. They got Sammy Blais right now signatured at the second line right winger spot. I don't know about that.
Yeah, they just have a lot of depth over there, and they just got to figure out how to allocate all of it.
Yeah, I feel like Kapokapo is going to, or excuse me, Kapokapo or Lafreniere are going to move up to either the first or second line at some point.
I for sure.
Right now, they're both listed on as third line wingers. I think that they will most likely at some point get pulled up to the first and second line.
Mm-hmm. Gonna say you're coming up here again. What's the plan going into your next pick?
Thinking a center or a goalie. I might get Bo Horvat, who I just potentially passed up, another potential 30 goal scorer.
Right on. I got
a lot of assists though.
Got one of my guys locked up and just trying to figure out who I want to go after.
You know, actually, this guy's not going to get me anything in the hitting department, but I'm going to go with Robert Thomas if he's available with my next pick. Another just very, very good value at his ADP. 57 assists last year. Like, come on. Like, I mean, that's like all he does. Don't get me wrong. It's like he's going to get you a couple assists a game, but my goodness. He's very
I guess
reliable.
Great minds think alike, because that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Well, he's a little bit down the list, so I could see how you might think that you'd get him, but I will take the balanced approach with Robert Thomas over the scoring touch of Bo Horvat, because like I just mentioned, I've kind of already drafted a bunch of scores, so I kind of want to round it out with some more just steady production. Obviously, the assists can be a little bit more consistent. So
let's see.
And I'm probably going to need a goalie on my next pick. That was pick 14, so I have two picks left. I have four centers, four wingers, four defensemen, and two goalies, so I don't know. I'll probably take a goalie with my next pick and then just pick with the best available player to close it out.
Yeah, I'm looking at the wingers here. And maybe
I'll get two goalies and just say screw it. Because I really like what I have here. You know, barring injuries, you know, if I was going into the season with the talent that I have, I'd be feeling really good. Mm-hmm. When your worst scorer is Claude Giroux and Vincent Trocheck.
Oh, yeah.
Trocheck's no joke, though.
We're going with another center here. We're going with Ryan O'Reilly. I like having a couple combos here with Matthews and Nylander, now O'Reilly and Kyrou. I think that could be pretty solid. Both those teams looking to do really well this year. And I'm back on the clock, so I should start looking a little deeper.
Yeah, and then after my next pick, we'll get another word from the old sponsors, because we'll have a little bit of a gap until our last picks, and then we can kind of do a review at the end here, because no one in this underdog lobby wanted to actually draft their team. You know what it was? Is they were waiting forever. That's what I was telling you guys at the beginning of the show, is you got to wait forever with the hockey ones. Mm-hmm. So what happened was they just forgot. They were just like, oh, I signed up for that 3 hours ago.
Right.
Of course it auto-drafted. Burakovsky, I like it. I like a new place and the new face up in Seattle. I like what he was doing with Colorado. That's another loss that they took other than Kadri. I was looking at the depth chart earlier. I was like, man, I know Kadri left, but I feel like something else is missing here. Is Burakovsky. Burakovsky's solid. Good two-way player. Good two-way player. All right, I'm going to take a goalie here. I'm thinking I'm going Semyon Varlamov.
Nothing wrong with that. He'll get a decent amount of starts. They'll probably split the net 60-40, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a big Mackenzie Blackwood guy, but I feel like New Jersey goalies are good goalies to own this season. I feel like the Devils are going to surprise people. But I'm going Varlamov there. All right, another quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back after this. Did you know that the best day of the week is actually Monday, Thursday, and Sunday? That's because the NFL season is here. It's back, our favorite time of the year. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got a lot better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elevate your NFL experience today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer for you when you subscribe. Get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use promo code SGPN15. Find the Elias Game Plan sports betting in the App Store or Play Store today, and you use promo code SGPN15.
If you watch football, you need FuboTV. FuboTV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K, no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch it on all your devices, never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try FuboTV for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to Fubo.com/SGP. That's F FUBO or FUBOTV.com/SGP.
All right, and we're back. Coming up on my last pick here at 16-7. Took Varlamov with my last pick. I think I'm just going to settle with these three goalies. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get Andrej Palat with my last pick. ADP of 186, and I am getting him at pick 187. I'm kind of torn between him and Jake DeBrusk. I feel like Jake DeBrusk is going to be a valuable piece on the Bruins offense until Marchand comes back. Marchand, you know, we'll definitely talk about like Marchand and McAvoy on the next show on next Tuesday when we, you know, kind of get into our regular schedule. We'll talk like some stashes, some buy lows and stuff like that. You know, in this type of format, you know, when you're looking at Jake DeBrusk, going to have a very good start to the season, but I think he's going to kind of fade out as the year goes on, as the team just gets healthier. All right, so just rounded out my last pick with Andrej Palat. Going to be playing with the Devils this season, playing on the second line with Jack Hughes, who you already referenced, and Yegor Sharangovich, who I think is going to be a nice buy low candidate in fantasy. I think that's going to be a pretty exciting line that a lot of people are going to be sleeping on. Most probably don't even know it exists yet.
Let's see. Yeah.
And you're up on your last pick here in a second.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I got my guy locked up here. I don't think he's getting taken.
Klingberg would have been a good pick. He just went after me. I like that pick, John Klingberg.
Oh yeah, very good, very solid value pick there. He's going to play a big role in that Ducks defense.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm trying to even think who else they have back there right now, because they gave up Manson, who I really liked for them. Mm-hmm. He was a good young prospect, I thought.
Apparently, and then Lindholm went to the Bruins. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, Shattenkirk and Fowler. I guess that shouldn't be surprised. Oh, Jamie Drysdale. That's the other guy that I really like there. Who the hell is this guy, Nick? Yurho Valerian? Yurho Valerian?
Vakanainen?
Dude, that's not how you say that name.
That's Vakanainen.
Dude, any football fans out there that play fantasy hockey, like Albert Okubanam is nothing to this guy's name. Like, and even I think I just said that wrong. It's Okwebunam. But whatever, this guy's name is ridiculous. That's a lot of A's and a lot of vowels, man. That's not cool. That is too much. Mm-hmm. Yurho, say it.
Vakanainen.
No. No. We're going to call you Jim. That's not right. That's not right. All right. So let's go ahead and review this draft now. We're going to take a look at our rosters and just kind of go through the draft itself and see about any picks we liked, any picks that we didn't, values that we can highlight to help help out the folks at home. You got the board pulled up, Nick?
Yeah, I'm getting that pulled up right now.
Okay, we can just kind of go by the round.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this for about another 10 minutes or so. We're making pretty good time here. Mm-hmm. All right, so through the first round, what play did you like or pick the most and dislike the most?
I honestly like the Cale Makar pick by you. I feel like right in the middle of the draft is a very solid value pick. And I really think that there's a lot of potential there. You saw last year, put up 30 goals as a defenseman, 30 goals as a D-man from the blue line. One of the best offensive defensemen in our time. And I think that's a really solid pick at six. But the one I don't like Brady Tkachuk there. Playing on an Ottawa team like that, I know there's a lot of upside with Ottawa, but there's also a lot of uncertainty, a lot of new faces. You don't know what you're going to bring in. But I think there was a lot of guys that you could have possibly brought in to that round that could have been more of a lock, more like a Jake Guentzel or a Victor Hedman. I think I would have taken in that round over a Brady Tkachuk, even a Vasilevsky. Like guys like these, they're for sure going to be locks. You're for sure going to be able to guarantee production out of them. Brady Tkachuk, I'm not sure yet. Ideally, looking at someone in the first round, you're looking at point-a-game production, hopefully, and I don't see Brady Tkachuk in Ottawa at the moment getting point-a-game production.
You know, I don't necessarily love that top line, but I do think it's going to be kind of molded throughout the season, like Tkachuk, Norris, and Batherson. Don't love it. But you know what I do love is that second line of Stutzel, Claude Giroux, and Alex DeBrincat. That's a group that I'm excited about. I'm going to temper my expectations because I do think that that group's probably going to get broken up. Like, I think you'll probably see either DeBrincat or Giroux thrown up to the top line to play along to Chuck and Norris, because I just feel like it's kind of like the same cup of tea that they've been working with on that top line. And I feel like I think they're going to wind up changing up, and I don't like any part of their bottom six. So I do think that they're going to have to kind of spread that talent around. And realistically, you know, you could take that top six and work, you know, at least two of those guys on the top three lines, and it's probably going to work out better hockey wise, maybe not so much on fantasy. So yeah, I can definitely agree with you on Tkachuk for sure. And like I said before, at the start of the draft, you know, those guys that are going in that range, there's just no one that really overwhelms me. And that's why I took Makar, because when you look at the next forwards that went, Ovechkin, Kucherov, that is, Brady Tkachuk, David Pastrnak, I'll take any of them at pick seven. I'll take any of them right there. Like it's any man's game to go even beyond them. Players that I mentioned, like Mikko Rantanen, Mika Zibanejad, excuse me, who I took in the later rounds. Where did I get him?
Pick third 30. Round. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pick 30 in the third round. And he was my first center taken. I took Johnny Gaudreau in the second, but you know, there's a lot of people that probably take Johnny Gaudreau seventh overall, the same spot as Ovechkin. So I feel like that's a very mixed bag there. So I think that me and Nick both really like, you know, grabbing a potential Cale Makar or Roman Josi in the back end of that round. In that round, I guess I would just say any of those picks, like 7 through 11, because it's just kind of a weird spot. That's why I like, you know, the Shesterkin, Josi, or Makar picks there. And the one that I would say I love is probably your pick with the Matthews. I know we're showing the brotherly love here, but, you know, I think that Matthews is just a smidge better than Dreisaitl as far as like season long value goes. Like I mentioned before, with like the margin that they have and shots on goal. And I feel like that gives him a bigger bump. So just shout out to you for not falling to the chalky bait of Leon Dreisaitl, because I feel like in every draft I've been in for the last 4 or 5 years, it's McDavid, Dreisaitl, Matthews, McDavid, Dreisaitl, Matthews, or whatever.
I did it last year. Yeah. I had Dreisaitl
year after year. So the fact that you just did something non-chalky, I'm with it. Although according to the ADP, that was the best pick to make. So we'll take it with what that is. Let's just go through the next two rounds. We'll leave rounds 2 and 3 available. Just give me one pick that you loved.
One pick that I love, honestly, is Andrei Vasilevskiy going late there in the second round. I believe that's pick 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pick 16 for Andrei Vasilevskiy. I think that's someone that's going to be a 18. That's going to be a for sure lock. I just couldn't say enough about him. That Tampa team's going to be really solid. They're going to run that division this year. Mm-hmm. Vasilevskiy going late like that. And it's really good, too, when you can get a pretty solid player in the first round and then be able to follow up like with a Vasilevskiy. Like you see this guy here who got Ovechkin and then Vasilevskiy. Being able to get a combo like that, I think is something that's very, very solid. There's a pick that I didn't like. Sticking with the goalies, it's Connor Hellebuck. Connor Hellebuck, he's a good goalie, but there's a lot of uncertainty in Winnipeg. There's just not a lot of room for them to be able to make the playoffs in this competitive Central Division. Mm-hmm. And so I don't see Hellebuck being able to get a lot of those win points at the end of the day. So, yeah, for that reason, I'm not a fan of Hellebuck. I would have, if it were me, I would have wanted to see Hellebuck go into the third round, which is...
When you look at the goalies around him, I certainly would have preferred Yu Saros, Jacob Markstrom. But after those two, I probably would still go Hellebuck, and that would push him to somewhere in the third round, right? Like later in the third or potentially the early fourth. And that's just because I feel like the talent of those teams is just better. Like you had said, there's a little bit more question around Winnipeg, and they're just more of a defensively focused team in general. They're not lighting up the box scores night in and night out. Kyle Connor can only do so much, right? 40 goal score, but you don't see all of those, you know, type of scores growing around them, you know, with any sort of pace or any, you know, quick, they're not coming around them quickly. Right.
Right.
So, you know, with those two guys, I like them more, but Hellebuck from just a skill point from his own set, like I feel like he is kind of like the fifth or sixth best goalie in the league, just from a skill set. It's not an overly talented position right now. Mm-hmm. And it's also kind of hard to see that because the old school goalie play is just gone. You don't see guys getting, you know, 70, 60 wins in a season anymore. They're not getting those type of opportunities. So it's hard for us to even say like, oh, well, this guy's just amazing because, you know, he can just win you games. It's not like that anymore. They're just about every team is going to split. Even Shesterkin's going to have to go through it, right? So because of that, you're not going to see one guy halted over the other. So when you're looking at the split of, you know, talent versus one team versus the other, I totally get that. My hate it pick. Kind of tough in that range because again, it's all pretty chalky.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll say Jack Eichel in the middle of the third round, pick 31. Feel like there's a lot better players around him. Wasn't overly impressed with his play when he came back. Maybe he's doing a little bit better after, you know, being conditioned one full season back, but someone that didn't impress me enough to take him at this ADP.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go through rounds 4 through 6. I'll go through one that I didn't like was just prioritizing Chris Letang and Ekblad over Mo Sider. Like I said, during the draft, I feel like a lot of people are, you know, betting on him to regress because he had such an outstanding rookie season. I'm betting the opposite. I feel like he could have gone, honestly, in rounds 4. I would have taken him as the fifth defenseman, especially in a format like this that's going to reward you for checking, because just go look at checking, you know, totals. Like there are, like, Quinn Hughes had like 50 to 60 hits last season. That's as many as assists that he had. You know what I mean? Like, it's just also not as much of a physical game from these younger defensemen. So seeing a guy like him step up and in, you know, that young, being that physical, still being able to score and just kind of having a very well-rounded game, to me should be valued a little bit more. Like, I'm willing to pay up for him. And getting really good defense early in these formats is going to be really valuable for you. You know, the late round picks are very much a shot in the dark, other than, you know, like a few handful of, you know, late round targets like Miro Hoskin, and who I had mentioned, Evan Bouchard would probably be a pretty good target this year. Don't take Seth Jones at all. I accidentally auto picked him the other night and felt really bad about it. He is not a good late round target. He's going to fall into your lap late. He's not a good place to get late, beginning, middle, or anywhere. What pick did you not like in rounds 4 through 6?
I was not a fan of Patrick Kane. Hate to pick on our Blackhawks, yeah, just talking about Seth Jones, but Patrick Kane, well, he'll do all right. He just doesn't have the support that he had last year. He doesn't have a Dylan Strome. He doesn't have an Alex DeBrincat next to him. You put him next to a Lucas Reichel, who's like fresh out of Rockford, or Jonathan Toews, who's like old and disheveled at this point. It took him
respect for your elders, sir.
He is our elders. He plays like it nowadays, but
he's like a year older than me. Shit's like, jeez.
Well,
getting ready to retire.
The difference between you two is he's expected to be held to an NHL caliber level of hockey, and you're supposed to be at an NHL level caliber of podcasting. There's like a whole different level there, but
I'm working on
no, that. He just doesn't have the support that he had with Stroman to bring it. And I was really surprised that he went before Chris Kreider, because Chris Kreider absolutely went off last year.
Yeah.
I think what he put up, like 50 goals or something. It was like in the high 40s or 50s, I believe. Mm-hmm. But Chris Kreider had an amazing season. And so, yeah, my hated pick is definitely Patrick Kane, and my loved pick is Chris Kreider. Chris Kreider, that Rangers team getting a lot better, which means he's going to get more and more value. And, yeah, I see him getting in that 40-50 goal mark again this year. And, yeah, I definitely can fire up some Chris Kreider, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be a mistake. I agree with that. You definitely want Chris Kreider over Kane. You're just playing in a better system. You're not going to have the, you know, the plus-minus issue, right? Like, Kane is going to get you that production, but he's also probably going to wind up being a -3. Whether that's going to hurt you just in your point total or in a category-based, it's going to hurt you one way or the other. Obviously, Kane's a good player, someone that you want in fantasy. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to over-prioritize him. What pick did he go at? 37?
Yeah.
Yeah, later in that round. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, Artemi Panarin went right after him. I would take Panarin ahead of him. Not Jack Hughes, though. I would take Kane over Jack Hughes, who went a couple of picks after him. The goalies, Ottinger and Frederick Anderson, obviously should go ahead of him just based on goaltender value. Vlad Tarasenko, I would take ahead of him based off of, again, similar situation with Kreider, just being in a better system, not going to hurt you more than he's going to help you. Gabriel Landeskog, same thing. So those guys were even ahead of Kreider too. So I would take Kreider ahead of all those guys that you had mentioned, that I just mentioned though. Through that range, who I did not like, Thomas Chabot at pick 69 in the 6th round. Just doesn't do enough for me there. I would have taken Dougie Hamilton, who went after him, Brent Burns, who went after him, Darnell Nurse, that went after him, Quinn Hughes, who I took after him, Alex Pietrangelo, who was taken after him, not Seth Jones, who was taken after him. I would take Thomas Chabot over Seth Jones. Charlie McAvoy, I would probably actually target as a stash over than drafting Thomas Chabot. Shea Theodore, same thing. To me, that's just a misevaluation. Getting him at pick 69 seems like a guy that should be going in the later, 80s to 90s, if not deeper.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more on that one.
Looking at picks, let's say rounds seven through 10, excuse me. What are you looking at here that you didn't like?
What I didn't like, we'll start with what I did like, because there's a lot that I did like. And one of the picks I really do like in round 10 is Pavel Francouz of the Colorado Avalanche. Georgiev, we mentioned earlier in the show, went very early, but I just don't see him getting the starts that Francouz did. Francouz was a lock last year. Mm-hmm. I think he maybe only lost two or three games. And he was someone that you would always pick up at 2, 3 a.m. on the waiver wire just to try and get that start in, because you knew he was a guaranteed win. And I think it's going to be that same situation on that Colorado team. They've stacked up a little bit more. They still kept a lot of their same core intact. Mm-hmm. And no Darcy Kemper, which means it's Francouz net, I think. I think Georgiev will make for a good 1-2 punch. But, no, I really like Francouz for sure to be the starter. Someone that I didn't like, I would probably have to go Seth Jones.
There you go.
Well, yeah, Seth. Yeah,
low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the worst, like, analytically advanced players. He was, in that respect, he was one of the worst players in the league. He played the most ice time. He averaged about 25 minutes a night. But when he was on the ice, it was just nothing but brutality on the back end. And
you know what I would love to see? I mean, and call me crazy. You know, I'm not a technician of modern NHL strategy, but put him on offense.
So
make him a forward. I mean, is it really that crazy at this point? When you're that bad on defense, son, it's like putting a forward back there. Okay, like. What was he last season? A minus 37. Oh. He's a minus 37. Like, you're not good at defense. It's a position that you defend, not score. You're good at scoring. You know what I mean? Like, if he's on the power play, he's amazing.
That's it.
Because you know what? When you're on the power play, the other team has one less player. It's very difficult to play offense. Are you kidding me? No, absolute stay away from. Best ball, regular season, fantasy hockey. We are not advocators, and we're Blackhawk fans. So, like, if that's not enough of an endorsement to not draft him, I don't know what is. I'm going to go with a love with another physical forward. I'm going Tanner Janot, 10th round, pick 117. Went a couple of picks after Oliver Bjorkstrand, who, like I said, is a 30-goal scorer last year for Columbus, thinking he can come close to that number again in Seattle. You know, that's the type of like comparison and how much of a safe floor Janot's physical play gives him. I think he had like 300 hits last year. Something crazy.
Oh, it was absurd. Yeah.
318 hits last year. I mean, Mo Sider had 151, Nick. That's
and
what
Mo Sider, yeah. Tanner Janot's a little guy too. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I love it. And Janot also just adds in with the offense as well, right? So last year, where did he have? It was 18 and 24, something like that. Where'd you go? I just had him up. 24 and 17, other way around, excuse me, 24 goals, 17 assists for a guy who's laying the body 300 plus times and, you know, a non-check friendly, you know, NHL these days. So I love that value there. You're getting him at what pick was that? Like, what did I say? 117. Yeah. 117 round 10. Absolutely love it. Think it's kind of a steal actually.
Yeah. For how much he puts up, it's just insane, especially in a league where you're getting points for hits. Tanner Janot is right up there, and coming in as a rookie last year, being able to put that those kind of numbers and hit like that, because you see a lot of these rookies that come in, like Kirby Dach, perfect example. When he played for the Blackhawks, he's very tentative. He turned over the puck a lot. He didn't want to win those 50-50 battles. But you bring in a guy in Nashville like Tanner Janot, he's just on fire. He's all over the place. He's running around, chasing the puck, playing the body, and he looks like an NHL veteran out there when he's really a rookie. So strong, all the power to Tanner Janot.
Strong on his stick, which Kirby Dach is not.
No, we don't like that guy.
Is an unbalanced hockey player. He is, man. I think if we were both out there the same amount of ice time, he would fall down more than me. I really believe that. I feel like I could keep myself upright. I mean, that's all I would be trying to do. against those dudes. But I don't know. I still think I could outlast him. That dude is just always on his ass. Drove me crazy. Don't have to worry about that anymore.
What's crazy is we got a first round pick for that guy.
That is crazy. All right, we're going to close it out with a few more that we just loved here. You just got a couple more minutes. Who did we love through picks or rounds? I keep going with picks. Rounds 13 through 16. Who did we love? Give me two picks that you loved.
I'm going to stick with both of us here. I'm going with you with Robert Thomas. I was eyeing him up during the draft, and I'm really mad that I didn't get a chance to get him because I was looking. He had like 20 goals and 57 assists, almost point a game. Going in the 14th round. Are you kidding me? And on a team like St. Louis, who's going to for sure, they're locked to be at the top of the Central Division, top of the NHL.
Let's just calm down. Let's just pump the brakes, all right, with the Blues love around here.
I'm just saying they're locked to be up there in the Central Division. And Robert Thomas is going to be a lock to get some point production on that team. He just signed a nice little contract over there, a little extension coming into the season. So, yeah, I have no reason why he couldn't repeat that. And then I'm also sticking with this side of the show. I'm going with Anthony Duclair from the Florida Panthers. He put up – I got him in the last round. And, yeah, he put up 31 goals last year, 27 assists. To be able to get a 30-goal scorer like that is pretty solid in my opinion. And right before him was Peter Mrazek, who will move into one of the picks that I hate. Peter Mrazek is going to get shelled this year in Chicago.
Stop it with the negativity. Get it out of here.
Well, you just got to embrace. You have to embrace the truth. Like, it's obvious that.
Listen, it is the off season. Still, technically, I can have not tempered expectations. Still, I am allowed that.
It's preseason.
It's technically still the off season.
In all technicality, yeah. But Peter Mrazek, I don't see him doing a lot over there. In Chicago, I'm really surprised he got drafted at all. They're going to be a toilet bowl team, if you will. And then another pick that I'm really not a fan of, probably in the last half of the draft, I'm probably going to go Anton Forsberg. Cam Talbot, I think, is going to take over that net in Ottawa, and he's going to run with it.
Yep.
Ottawa, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to make a good push for it. I think you're looking at probably a 38-40 win team just right outside of a wild card spot. And so I don't see Anton Forsberg getting a lot of starts when you have a veteran goalie like Cam Talbot, who's used to that workload and has performed with that workload. So, yeah, those are my guys.
Yeah, Forsberg, if he's going to be drafted at last round, literally like last three picks, I would take Kirill Vejmelka ahead of him, who went after him. Semyon Varlamov, who I took after him. Not even that big a fan of Jake Allen, but he went in the last round. I would take him as well ahead of him. So definitely a reach there for me as well. Nick, I don't know about that Anthony Duclair pick. I mean, you like pat yourself on the back for it. The guy's on the IR. I mean, you got any update on that injury or what? I mean,
he'll be off the IR.
I was about to give you a little bump for it, a little chirp, but then you had to pat yourself on the back for it. So, you know.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah. Any update on that injury? Mending a tendon?
We're going to have to look into that one.
A little lower body injury, it says here next to his name. A little IR situation. Poor Anthony.
Look into this.
Can't get any breaks. I like Anthony Duclair. If I didn't see that IR thing next to his name, I'd been like, yeah, good pick.
Yeah, I didn't see that IR thing next to his name either.
Yeah, well, Underdog, they're lacking on the they're lacking on the hockey info, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't have anything listed under like McAvoy or Brad Marchand. So maybe they're just trying to lay bait. You know, they're just trying to trap people into picking these, you know, name brand players that are hurt, that are on the IR. Marchand until Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, Underdog is also slacking in that sense because they still have Jacob Markstrom headshot from when he played for the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, they're working on it. I'm sure they'll get a new photo of him.
They got to work on their headshot game.
Yeah, you get a little headshot update.
And Taylor Hall still when he was on the Devils. Yeah, they got to work on that.
Well, that's a good photo. I don't know why they'd want to replace that. That's just a good-looking sweater. I don't know what to tell you. All right, very good. Good stuff. Good show. We are going to be back this upcoming Tuesday. That's where we're going to be dropping our weekly pods, our Tuesday nights. So be sure to check those out. Going forward, we will be live. We'll be doing them, you know, either on Twitter or the SGPN StreamYard. We'll get something going for you guys. So be sure to tune in. you know, we're next episode, we're definitely going to be talking a little bit more, you know, like fantasy draft friendly content, you know, guys that you can target late in points based and categories, you know, some stashes, like we had mentioned, some of those, you know, potential Bruin players that are going to be, you know, kind of like midseason bumps that, you know, you probably don't want to try to get off the waiver wire. You might want to just be able to, you know, own them early and often. So yeah, definitely check back with us every week. You can find me on Twitter at SGPNJB. Nick, let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Face Off with OZ over there. Follow some fantasy hockey content. We're going to be getting back going with that here as the season gets going. So be sure to check that out for some fantasy hockey and NHL content.
Yep, take care, be well, be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.